Okay, let's start today's discussion, Brachas Da Vav, and we will pick up with a topic on Vav Mabez, Rabbi Chelbo Amar Afuna, right in the middle of the two dots. Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Afuna, the Gemara tells us, La'olam Yehei Adam Zohir Betfilas HaMincha. A person should be very careful about davening mincha. Shehare Elio lo nena ela b'tfilas mincha. Elio Anavi was answered at mincha time. Shene'emar, in the famous story of Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches, Elio Bahar Carmel, he brings the Nevi'ei Habal up and the whole discussion, and he has them to daven for their gods, and he davens all day. And he says, please, maybe louder, maybe the gods are sleeping. And they daven, and the Chazal even say that Chiel had been under the Mizbeach to try to light a fire, and a snake came and bit him. But either way, Eliyahu Navi then goes and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Aneni Hashem Aneni, the Gemara that appears two places in Shas, right here, Dafan Davav and on Daftes, where it says, Vayiba alot amincha v'yagesh Eliyahu Navi v'yomer, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Aneni shetirat esh ben hashamayim, Aneni, please answer me that a fire should come down from heaven, va'aneni shalo yomer ma'isek shafim heim. And answer me that they don't say it's ma'isek shafim, which itself is an amazing statement. When he's davening, that sometimes there could be an amazing, miraculous event, and people could just say, nah, it just happened. Like he has to daven that if fire comes down from heaven, people don't think it's ma'isek shafim. So again, it's a question, but it's fascinating that, you know, a message for us, that even if we see amazing things, we have to make sure that we recognize it's the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara assumes, also, the Mefarshim pick up on this, that it didn't just so happen that he was davening at mincha time, and the fire came down. It was bedafka at mincha time. It wasn't just that the other Nevi'e Habal finished davening at mincha time, and then it was Eliyahu's turn. Maybe he waited bedafka to daven at mincha time, and that's why he was answered. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit, the uniqueness of tefillas mincha, because it says one has to be very careful about tefillas mincha. What is so special and unique? Every tefillah. Now, Yezoyer, whatever tefillah. I mean, the other Amoraim quote, also, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilas Arvis, not when he says, Afilas Shachris. Okay, everyone. But Mincha is the one that starts off the Gemara, and that's the one that Rav Huna picks up on, and that's the one that's quoted in the Tur and the Poskim. be careful about Tefillas Mincha. The Tur quotes at the beginning of Siman Reish Lamed Beis, beginning of Ochas Mincha, Ukshegi Azman Tefillas Mincha Yispalel, Umaod Sarech Lizarba. And one has to be very careful about davening. So, and he quotes our Gemara, Dam Rabbi Chelba Amar Avuna, Lolam Yezar Adam Betfilas HaMincha. So what is it about Mincha? So the Gemara, Tosfos in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, it goes on the first Mishnah, but it's printed on Daf Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph. Tosfos asks, why is Mincha called Mincha? Mincha means a present. So why is Mincha called Mincha? Why isn't Shachris called Mincha? So Tosfos says, Tema, my kari le mincha. Dimi shum de mincha is a kreva ben har abayim. Is it because it was hukrav in the afternoon? Halo gam b'shachar kreva minchas chavitin u minchas tamid. There were minchas, if you're focusing on the carbon mincha, flour type of carbon, some of those were brought in the morning too. So why is mincha called mincha? So Tosfos' first answer is, well, the other tefillahs have another name for it. Shachris we could call shachar. Shachar is the morning, so we call it shachris. Myriv or arvis is the tefillah at night because it's erev. So what else are you going to call mincha? You're going to call it saharayim, right? No, shachris and myriv have another name. Okay, that's not saying anything fundamental about the tefillah. V'yesh lomar de b'shachar yesh shem acher tefillah shachris. V'od, and then Tosfos there in Arvei Psachim quotes our Gemara. The Amrina Perakama de Brachas, there's something unique. Havizahir b'tefillas mincha. Sha'af elio lo nena ela b'tefillas mincha. V'shema. So what does that mean? So it's something special. It's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shema b'shas hakravas mincha ne'ene. V'lakach kari le tefillas mincha sha'az haya shas ratzon. It's a special eis ratzon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu mincha. If you look on the side of the Tosfos, quotes here from the Abu Draham. V'nikrei zos ha'tefillah mincha mibnei she'b'shah asiris min hayom she'nivro bo adam harishon chata v'zeo she'kasuv l'ruach hayom u'metargamina l'manach yoma. Maybe manach from the word menucha means to set and to go down. So it's at the time that the sun goes down, so that's why it has to do with the physical reality of what is going on here. But there's something deeper that as Tosfos' first day, quotes Argamara, Tilas Mincha is special. So what is it? So two ideas that are both really the same idea. One first from the Achronim, and then from the Rishonim. The Kedushas Levir, Yitzchak Mibarditchev, says in Parshas Chayesara, Why is it there? Because Yitzchak Avinu, David Mincha. It's also interesting, the most mysterious Av, Yitzchak, the one that we know least about in Torah Shebichsav. He's the one that David's Mincha. He is the, it's the most mysterious tefillah, maybe, also. Says the Kedushas Levi, L'chara Kashi, yes, Tosfos as Kasha, without quoting Tosfos. L'chara Kasha, L'amen Negri's Tefillah, Mincha, Bishlam HaShachris, is the Pesach B'Eish Meir HaShachar, Erev, Erev. What about Mincha? He quotes Tosfos Yadif, who says, like the Yabu Draham, but then he says, V'li Nirakach, Shebishvil Kach Nikre B'Lashem Mincha. Dehine, Tfilas HaShachris, Sarach Adam Lispala Alzeh, Shech Suluha Neshama. Shachris, we kind of have to daven. Hashem gave us back our neshama. We're not going to say thank you. We're not going to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning. We wake up, we daven. The first thing we do. V'yomer emes v'yatsiv. V'gamasol Hashem Yisbarach kama tovos. T'haynu Hashemish me'ir v'od kama dvarim. Right? Berachat HaShachar. Hashem opened my eyes. Hashem helped me walk. Hashem... It would be only appropriate to turn to God and acknowledge everything that He does. V'tfilas arvis gamkein mechuyavim anu lispalel amash anu nostim Hashem Yisbarach neshama bepikadon. We're dropping off our neshama as a pikadon to God. Uma aminim shabori baruch shabo hanemal bepikdono b'vada yachzor lanu kirtzono. And we daven in hamapil that Hashem should return our neshama. So in the morning we kind of have to, and at night it would be appropriate. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return us. Lochein anachnu mispalim emes ve'emuna. Aval tfilas mincha, why davening mincha? Einanu mechuyavim lehispalel. There isn't a specific event that occurred that would obligate us to daven. In the morning, we woke up. At night, we're about to go to sleep and give Hashem our neshama. In the afternoon, what has Hashem done for us? Exactly. So that is why we have to recognize that we need to daven. And that's mincha. Rak anu menadvim oso. V'lekach nikra lashem mincha shu lashem nedava. So it's kind of opposite of what we were thinking. Mincha, we thought, is Hashem's special opportunity giving to us to daven. According to the Kedushas Levi, it's kind of the opposite. We're giving Hashem a present, right? We're not obligated, so to speak, because He didn't do something specific, objectively, for us right now. So therefore, we daven. Says the Kedushas Levi, that's why it's called a mincha. It's like a present we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tour, back to the Rishonim, the tour in that siman says, well, maybe it's not so voluntary. Maybe we do have to recognize, but there's something very unique about mincha. This is quoted by others, but it's a very important yesod. Vahatam, says the tour back in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. Bibnecha tefila shachar, zmana yadua baboker. Not so much as, you know, we're obligated, like the Kedushas Levi, but you wake up in the morning, it's not so hard. You roll out of bed, you go to shul. Bekumo mimitasu yispalo miyad, kodem sheitard ba'asakov. Before we get involved in everything we're involved in during the day. Vachain shel erev. Balayla zmana yadua bevola beso vuponi miyasakov. Also at night, I finish everything. I'm going to sleep. Okay, I turn to God. So to speak, it's not so hard. First thing in the morning and the last thing at night. Aval shel mincha she beemsa hayom. Mincha is in the middle of everything. Shehu tarid basakov tzarich lasum osa elibo ulfanos bikal asakov. I'm sitting with a client. I'm about to close a deal, and it's 10 minutes to shki. I got to run out. What do you mean? You're going to lose the deal? I have to run out. Mincha. So that's the most challenging. We all have probably more unusual mincha stories than any other tefillah, davening here, there, phone booths, whoever it is, it might be. So we have to pull off the road and daven. So that's the hardest one. That's what makes it so special. Because it's the most challenging, because it's the easiest to forget. As we know, in the morning, at night, okay, you wake up, you go to sleep. So that's why you have to focus on it. Ulis palalosa v'im asa kein scharo harbe ma'od. And that's why we get tremendous schar, because mincha is a reflection that we recognize, putting both together. A, that we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day He's with us. Everything is about Hashem. It's not just, oh, He woke us up in the morning and we're giving Him our neshama. But throughout the day, we have to remember a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Refa'enu Hashem, Barech Aleinu. We have to remember, you know, the destiny of Am Yisrael. We have to remember V'lu Yishalayim Ircha. So dafka, in the middle of the day, that's where it's a statement. It's a statement, and that's the mincha, the Aruch HaShulchan, as even before that. The Baal Shem Tov, the quote in the Piskei Tshuvas here in the bottom, the Baal Shem Tov says, in acknowledging this tour, even if we don't have perfect kavana by mincha, it's still a statement. You know, sometimes it's harder. Again, Shachris, we didn't start the day yet. Ma'ariv, we finished. But by mincha, we're in the middle. Sometimes we look back at some minchas, and maybe we're not so proud of those minchas. But says the Baal Shem Tov, Shegam ze ha'ish ha'mutrav ba'asakov, kol hayom, b'shvakim u'berchovos. This man who is torrid with all of his things, u'kimach shocheach sheyesh borei olam, Rak ba'eshem agiyaz matilas mincha. Oleh b'zichrono, I have to daven mincha. V'goneach v'ne'enach b'libo. And he groans. And he says, oh, yeah, I haven't spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just turns and runs to daven mincha. Hagam she'ini yodia klal mashu medaber. Im kol zeh gam zeh chashu v'yakar ma'od. Lufnei ha'borei baruch shemu. Right. It's still precious in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem knows you turn to Him. You have other things on your mind. You're a human being. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo nitna Torah l'malachei sharetz. Hashem knows that we have other things on our mind. But at least we show that we're taken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, the last point in this section, the Aruch HaShulchan has the law shown that mincha every day is like the ne'ilah of the day. Right, Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur is so special because it's the final tefillah of the day as the sun is going down and that's it. It's the last chance. So mincha every day has that aspect. That same siman, the siman Reish Lamed Beis, nimsa sha mincha shabein arabayim hi avoda ha'achrona shel hayom v'chaviva v'ritzuya k'mo tefilas ne'ilo b'yom ha'kippurim v'lachin oz hu ha'eis ratzon. We all know and focus on ne'ilah. We have to recognize that mincha every day, Eliyahu HaNavi teaches us, yehi zahir b'tefilas mincha. Point number one. Other point to mention is that we know sometimes it's more challenging to get to a minyan by mincha. You know, the other, so to speak, the other tefillahs are somewhat easier. But sometimes we have to push ourselves. And we have to do what we can to do that. The Mishnah Brura notes that there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that reflects this idea besides saying this idea. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Tzadi. It's Simin Tzadi. Simin Tzadi is all about the halachas of the place, the royalist palel, to daven with the tzibur, right? And din holech baderach. So the Shulchan Aruch there says, yishtadol el mispalel beveis hakneses, that's the other line on this daf. You have to make sure to try to daven in the shul. Yichaven, and if you can't, at least daven at the time when the shul is davening. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, there's a mitzvah to run to the shul, but in sif tezayin, haholech baderach vihigia le'ir v'rotzeh lalunba. You come to a city and you want to sleep over in the city, says the Shulchan Aruch. Im lefanav ad arba milim makom shemispalim basara. If in front of you, in the way that you're going, there's a minyan within 4 mil, within the time it takes to walk 4 mil. How much is that? Good question. Not for now. Tzarach le'alech l'sham. Then you have to go there. There's a minyan with a certain amount. You don't have to go off your trip. It's on your way. You should go there. Ula acharav tzarach lachzor ad mil. And going back, you have to go back. There's also a certain amount. A mil, maybe 18 minutes. Kedei lehispalel ba'asara. In order to daven with a minyan. So the Mishnah Berurah writes here, going into some of the details, but then he says, Al kein hadar b'yishuv toch mil b'makach b'al masara tzarach lelech b'chol yom b'boker b'al masara. If you live within a mil of the shul, you have to go there. Avolo be'erev kein tzarach lelech b'alayla b'derech b'shul minyan. V'zeh se'if hu tochachas megula la'osan ha'anashim shehem b'ir u'mis'atzlim lelech b'yis ha'knesses l'spala min chamayrf. Says this se'if that says you have to go 4 mil forward, 1 mil backwards, that's a message for those who live in a place where there's a minyan and they don't go. Mr. Brewer says, it says you have to go a certain amount. If there's a minyan in town, if there's a minyan many hours away, how far you have to go, okay, maybe that's not mechuyev. It's a good idea, but it's not mechuyev. But the Mr. Brewer says that there is a responsibility to make sure that one goes to a minyan. So related to this, we have the Chashuki Chemet here on our daf. The Chashuki Chemet here discusses the following case. There's a case where Yishuv Katan, Hamona Yud Beis Ish, there's 12 men in a small community, in a small yishuv. And this is on our daf. They always comes out with a minyan because only 12 men. There was one time that there was only 9 men in shul. 9 men in shul. So what happened? The gabbai had an idea. He went out, he went to the kvish, and he stopped the taxi driver. And he got the taxi driver to come and to be mashlam the minyan. And when the minyan was finished, the taxi driver looked at his meter and he says, this is my fee. You know, this is what you kept me. Hanag the gabbai even agreed to that before, and he said, "Put on your moneh, and then I'll charge you." And the nag was maskim, and finally daven mincha. He sat for the shir mishnayis in between, and he stayed for ma'ariv. At the end of the tefillah, he said, "Okay, 100 shekel, shilmulo," and the gabbai paid him. But then the gabbai says, "Well, is it really my responsibility to pay him? Who has to pay? Does everybody have to pay? Do only the 3 guys that didn't show up have to pay?" Because they were the ones that caused the lack of minyan. So he says, maybe it starts with a rivash. Rivash quoted in the Ramah. It's the last Chubas rivash in the rivash before you have hosafos at the end. But if you look in Tav Kuf Yud Ches, the rivash, 518, right before the nispach. So he has the following tshuva that he wrote to Karnina. That's the name of a place. So, similar type of question. There was a case where people didn't come to shul. He says, Meis husar atamid hayakfar kapar nafshosenu. Since we don't have a carbon tamid, we have a karbanos to be our kapara. Lo azavnu elokenu hishur lanu achra bracha avoda shebelev zutfila. We have tfila. Umeis galak fod beis bekachenu hine beis tfila yikari mikdash maat. We have a shul. V'nesvu sham anadiveyami writes poetically about the purpose of a shul. V'nekdashi b'zoch b'nei Yisrael. V'yatahuga li v'shamati. I've heard yesh b'neichem ksas anashim. There are some people in your town. Asheri achare bitzam li bamolech. They follow their hearts in order to make a living. Mashkime baboker shoagim la teref yosovu ba'ir l'malachtam. The Rishonim write in poetic using Tanakh terminology. They get up in the early in the morning to go make a living. And they don't want to be makal alach shemayim with their brothers. Ulavakish me elachlam ubisibatam, and because of them nisparda hachavila. Remember the Rivash 400 years ago. The degeneration of the Ran. And because of that, the whole minion is no longer. So, what do I say to them? It's false. I can't believe they think they're going to make more money by skipping minion and going early to on a daily basis. He says, maybe they don't realize. Maybe they don't realize that this is so important. Maybe tell them, tasiru bahem, what it says on Ardaf, on Amud Aleph, ain't tfilas shel adam nishmas el beis haknesses. Eima say Yisrael b'shar tzivim mispalim. That's on Daf Ches. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilas shel rabim. Kol mi sheyish b'knesset b'iru b'ino nichnas nikra ra. All the chazals around Ardafim. Tell them all these chazals. I can't believe that they're just not coming to shul. Ve'ein tzorach lomar be'elu sheim tzrichim lahashlim la'asara. And tell everybody this, and surely those that have to make the minyan. Umidaiti yishmu lachem. I'm sure they'll listen to you. Is a Dan Lakav's chus rabbi. Lakig misha amdo avosav al harsinai. Vahu mizera Avraham. Lo yarim rosh kenegad arabim. B'davar kazeh chalila. Whoever's ancestors sit at harsinai definitely would agree to this. I can't imagine not. Visimu knas beinechem. Here's the key line. Find them, and if they don't come. Mi pashut obeis pshutim. Lemisha lo yeh b'chol yom obeis haknesses b'shasa neitzachama. And the davening masikin says, whoever's not there, you find them. Loman yeh kol echad v'echad zariz liyosham. V'shomea liyishkon betach v'shanan mipachad ra'a v'shalom lachem. That is the Rivash. And if you look in the Ramah, the end of Simin Nun Hei, the end of Simin Nun Hei, the Ramah quotes this. B'makom she'ein minyan tamid beis haknesses, kofin zed b'knasos, she'yavo tamid minyan beis haknesses, shle yizbat el atamid. So the tamid shouldn't be mevutal. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. That he says, let's say, what if you have a shiva in town? If you have a shiva in town and there's plenty of minyan in the shul, then fine. But what if there are bachram learning in the town, but there's a difficulty in making the minyan in the shul? Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though it might not be the best minyan, the yeshiva guys have to go and be mashal the minyan. You can't have a town without the minyan. He says, "Yesh l'olam dim l'sval b'makam limudam." Yesh b'lav ha'chi basically says, "Sibur masha'enki b'kibus katan kazeh." You have to make sure to make sure they have the minyan. Right? We know the story comes up later in Maseches Brachos. The Reb Elazar got to shul. There was 9 people. What did he do? He sent away. He was mashacher his eved. He freed his slave to make the minyan. That was a heavy loss to free your slave to make the minyan. He says that's what you have to do. Mize nilmo to kol shekein shel yisatzel adam b'tircha ba'am alakabes minyan tefila reikom zakas arabim ein chay ba'al yado, and everything will work out. So the Chashuk Echemed quotes here and says this is what we have to do. But dvarim kal v'chomer im konsim es mi shelo magia b'chol yom letfila, so that everyone is zaris kal v'chomer she'oso adam shebiglala lo haya minyan shechayav l'sham es tamei hanagam nahag sheish l'moso. So he thinks that it's the people that didn't show up. The ones that should have come, they're the ones that bear the responsibility. V'gam yelo ksas kapara, shebezeh sachar adam bimkomo. At least he'll get some kapara for not making the minyan. At least by paying, he'll cover the fact that there was a minyan. He says, and the Gro is mitzayin, the Gro here in Simin Nunhei is mitzayin what it says in Shulchan Aruch about obligations of partners that you have to be kofe zeh for all tzarchei zibor. So again, this is the chashivus of mincha, why it's called mincha. We have the Kedushas Levi, we have the tour, the importance of minyan, and if somebody is not responsible, based on our Gemara. And remember also, again, just to touch on, not for now, but remember the discussion, mincha gedola, mincha ketana. Whatever whatever one wants to daven, yesh mi al mi lismoch, machlokes, it's known as the machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam is a Mincha Ketana fan. The Rambam says that because the Mincha is keneged, the Tamid shel bein harbayim, so that is why Tamid shel harbayim was brought late. It was only brought earlier on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, when you have to have time for all Karbanos Pesach afterwards. And Erev Pesach that falls on Erev Shabbos, then it's really early. But again, the Iker, according to the Rambam, is Mincha Kitana. Kfar Amarnu says the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Shetilas Mincha Kineged Zman Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, Tiknu Zmana. Ulefi Shahaya HaTamid Karav B'chol Yom, B'teisho Mechza, Tiknu Zmana, M'teisho Zmechza, V'ya Nikris Mincha Ketana. Ulefi Sheberev Pesach, Shechal Diyas Berev Shabbos, they would shecht it even at 6.5, so therefore, HaMispalo Me'achar, Sheishu Mechza, Yatza. But it's clearly a Bidi Evet. The Rambam is a Mincha Ketana man. And the Mincha Gedola, okay, if you have to, you have to. The Torah says, Ukshagiyaz Matfilas Amincha, Yispala. When it Mincha time comes, Yispala, right? Zuiz Magdim Lemitzvahs. And Elu Ve'elu, whatever one does is fine. The Rambam does have an interesting minhag that he quotes in Sif, in Gimel Gimel. Not for now, but just to mention it. Nagu Anashim Harbei, Lehispala Gedola, Viktana. Some people daven both. The Ha'achas Rishus. The horu mixas geonim shein roy lespala rishus el hagdola. Geonim say no. Davin mincha ktana and gedola can be rishus. V'chein adin no sein mebnei shehi keneged davar sheinu tadir b'chol yom. Mincha ketana is the ikker. If you want to have one that's rishus, do the mincha gedola that's rishus, because that's the one that's not common. Ramim l'shitaso. V'mispala el hagdola chova lo yispala haktana el rishus. And if you already had in mind that your first one should be chova, the second one shouldn't be rishus. But the Rambam does not reject the concept of having a tefillas rishus. But that's the Rambam's minhag that he quotes from a number of people. Again, that's the there is no kesef ishta on it. Right? There's no not based on a gemara about davening. But it's just the Rambam's minhag that he quotes. Okay, I'll stop here. We talk about tefillas mincha for brachos daf vav.